right, gang. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show here on the 97.1 The FM Talk Station. And Sammy Phillips is here, man.
Wow, you suspiciously do not sound or look like Tim Conway Jr.
Babu.
Babu.
Sammy, please.
Where's our fearless leader?
I don't know. Timmy's somewhere. Gino's going to go out to see where he is.
So, Randy Wang.
So,
look at
Sammy
you.
Effin' Phillips.
Look at you, buddy.
All right, now, you know, last night, I don't know if you heard the show, we talked about how I got so effing bombed at our friend's party that we both went to that we jumped in the jumper and I tipped it over.
Oh, you finally admitted that story on air?
Well, of course I admitted it, but you never told Tim that I pushed the thing back up. Remember, I jumped up, and then I jumped to the other side of it, and here's Timmy.
Oh, boy. I think he's going to get spanked now. Can I watch?
No. Get out. Welcome back, everybody. Now, once in a while, I got locked out.
Locked out?
We have a card key system here at CBS.
It's like Fort Knox, by
And
the
if
way.
You go to use the bathroom and you forget your pass key, you got to knock on the door until somebody opens it. And I'm just sitting there knocking on the door, nobody opened it, so I was just sitting there.
And then you hear Randy Wang.
Yeah, I heard Randy Wang. Oh, boom.
And that's when you climb through the door.
That's the only thing we could play, huh? On the whole planet. 11 years here.
I was about to play another, like, two-minute promo, but I figured you'd walk in right when it started.
All right. Thank you. Randy Wang, everybody. Look at that big stud.
Well, I'm glad he finally talked about his story last night on air.
Yeah.
How he took down a jumping house.
All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're all back under control now. And it's 9 o'clock. That must mean news with Gina Grad, everyone.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Tuesday.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Is Newsday.
Wow, look at that. Look at those rhymes. All right, Gina Grant, what's happening in the news?
Oh, there is so much going on.
Is that right?
And
thank
I mean
God.
It this time.
Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, with the presidential race heating up, celebrities are clamoring for attention in order to let the masses know who they're endorsing.
Perfect.
If you remember, first it was Jane Fonda, then it was Playmate and Rhodes Scholar Colleen Shannon, and now the presidential endorsement is coming straight from Tom Hanks, compliments of his personal MySpace
wow.
page. So here we have some audio of Tom Hanks describing why he feels so strongly about giving Barack Obama his vote.
All right. Here's Tommy, man.
I want Barack Obama to be president of this country, a country that once said that people of his skin color were only 3/5 of a human being. My support for Obama isn't just about breaking boundaries. It's because of his character and vision and the high road he has taken during this campaign.
Oh, jeez. That didn't even sound like him.
Jesus Christ.
Sounded like he was doing a character. Sounds like he was doing Forrest Gump, wasn't it? It did sound a little foresty.
I want Barack Obama.
I want Barack Obama. All right, well.
A lot of room tone in there,
congratulations.
Too.
Congratulations.
Definitely
yeah.
homemade.
I don't know where he taped this, but the guy, Tom Hanks, doesn't have the any connections to...
to a decent studio?
Slide into somewhere where there's some decent audio equipment. All right, so Tom Hanks for Barack Obama. Very good. Might vote for him now. All right, what else is happening in the news?
Well, to many people's ultimate pleasure, the Sex and the City movie will be opening in wide release on May 30th.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I can't wait. And with this big news, the cast members of this long-running series are pounding the pavement, doing lots of interviews and press junkets in anticipation for the movie's opening. And in this bit of audio, we have Kim Cattrall, who plays Samantha Jones, explaining why she should not be considered a cougar, even though she's an attractive, single, 51-year-old woman.
51?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, boy. She's a great cougar.
She's a snow leopard.
Cougars are very strong right. felines, you right. know. They have appetites, and they don't mess
yes.
around.
Yes.
So I don't consider myself a cougar, but I certainly consider myself part of the cat family.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, God, that's annoying. Was that The View or something? It did. It sounded like a bunch of heckling
yeah,
hens.
It sounded like The View. And if somebody was on the fence about going to see that movie, maybe they're pushing their $10.50 back in their pocket.
Now, are you going to go see that movie, Tim Conway?
The Sex and the City?
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Are you kidding me?
You know, there's a lot of rumors spinning around right now about that movie. A lot of people are under the impression that the trailer for the movie is totally fabricated and has nothing to do with the actual movie coming out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
wow.
Because so much craziness happens in this trailer, they basically tell you the whole story. So people are thinking maybe they're trying to outsmart us.
All right. No, I avoided the whole series. I can't imagine going to the movie.
Yeah, you know what? I've never seen one of those stupid shows. Not one. Not one.
Are
really?
You kidding?
I've never seen not one Sex and the City episode. Not one. How many years was it on?
What, seven?
I've never seen one. Oh, Law and Order, I could tell you every episode. Sex and the City, forget it.
Did you look at that, Gina, the Sex and the City?
Seen it once or twice.
You own it, don't you?
I didn't. My roommate did. So
what?
My
have it on DVD?
My former roommate had them all on DVD.
You watch them?
Now, here's a little known fact about me. I can't watch Sex and the City alone.
What?
Because it really depresses me.
Why?
It depresses the hell out of me. I don't know if it makes me miss New York or if the writing is so bad I just get uncomfortable, but I cannot watch it alone.
Ugh.
Do you need girls with you or guys?
Doesn't matter.
I don't know. I'm still not going with you. To this thing.
Randy will go with you.
Yeah, Randy definitely will go.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you'll go to that movie, won't you? Put Randy's mic on. Yeah, will you go?
If Gina asked me, I might go if she bought me popcorn. Have you seen the billboard for this movie? Sarah Jessica Parker's hairline is receding.
Uh-oh.
It happens to the best of them.
Oh, Dr. Saporin. Hey, is there a chance that you'll ask Randy to go to the movies with you? If he gets all hopped up and shows up in his wet jeans.
Yeah, I'll buy him a sixer first and then we'll go, because that's how I like my Randy Wang.
And then are you going to break up with him?
Yeah. Yeah, right after that, immediately. Break up with him as my pseudo-sibling.
All right, Gina Grab, man, the worst luck on the planet with guys who work here. Everybody at the station sexually harasses her. Everybody, except
me. Even me!
Oh, Sam's the worst, but I like it.
Yeah.
Jerry harasses you.
Oh, God.
Does he?
Oh, please.
I haven't even been doing anything lately. I haven't even touched her in the past week and a half.
He's given me the cold shoulder lately, but in general, he knows.
You verbally harassed her on her birthday.
That's rude.
And you,
wait, what?
And you wrote something nasty in her birthday card, didn't you?
No, that was all in love. Yeah. That was a term of endearment. I used terms of endearment.
Right. Well, you see that parking lot shtick he does after the show. So.
All right. Yeah, guys, please. All right.
I haven't done that in like a week.
All right. Gina Grab, what else is in the news?
Let's move forward.
Please.
In a clever bit of cross-promotion, talk show host Jimmy Kimmel appeared as a guest on Late Night with David Letterman recently. Mm. The two were having a pleasant enough conversation until David Letterman questioned what exactly Jimmy was on the show to promote. And we have some audio of this.
All right. That's pretty funny. All right, let's Jimmy Kimmel on David Letterman.
What brings you to New York City? I know you don't get much time off when you're doing a nightly show, so
go to work. But I did come here, you know, to see you, but also I'm here to promote Iron Man. And,
Iron Man, what a film that is, yeah.
Yeah, so...
But now, I saw the movie and I don't recall, you, are you in it?
Oh, no, I'm not in it, but I really liked it. I really would like people to go see it. I have nothing to do with it.
That's very generous of you,
it's
Jimmy.
It's great, though.
That's pretty funny.
I can see you using that line.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, anything else in the news, Gina Grant?
Yes, well, two broadcasting heavyweights came together today when Oprah Winfrey had longtime journalist Barbara Walters on her show. The two women discussed various intimate details of Walters' life, along with a few choice pieces of gossip from Tim's favorite afternoon talk show, The View. And
how depressing for the people to go see Oprah. You know, you stand in line with all these other fat women to see Oprah. And you're thinking, am I going to get a car? Am I going to get $1,000? Is it going to be Oprah's birthday? Is it going to be giveaway day? And you don't get a car. You don't get a blender. You don't get an iPod. You don't get perfume. You don't get a coat. You don't get money. You don't get an expensive handbag. You see Barbara Walters for an hour.
Fake cry.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Hey, I think that's a gift.
See Barbara Walters for an hour?
Yes, yes.
Is that right?
For the older folks.
Well, here we have a
bit. You're going to be in trouble when he rolls back the taxes on you.
We do have a little bit of audio where Barbara outstar Jones about the secretive gastric bypass surgery she had.
So I thought
she was on there telling everybody's secrets on Oprah.
Who didn't know that Star Jones had gastric bypass?
Well, by now,
the biggest secret is that
it was a big secret, and she basically comes clean about how they all had to lie about it.
Oh man! Yeah. Oh.
She decided not to tell anybody. In the beginning, she was going to. I was even going to do an interview with her on 2020 because we thought it would be helpful. Mm-hmm. And you know, for people to see her losing and losing and losing weight, mm-hmm. they should understand the dangers and the good things and so. Then she decided she would tell nobody, and we had to then lie on the set every day because
Jesus
she said
Christ.
It was portion control and Pilates.
It was what? Portion control and
Pilates.
Pilates? Just the one Pilates? She had like one move?
It was portion control and Pilates.
Portion control and Pilates.
Fantastic.
Oh, boom. All right.
Well, I mean, we knew it wasn't portion control and Pilates. That doesn't... You
can, we, the audience, knew, too.
Yeah.
Now, do they all know about her husband?
I don't know.
Have you heard that?
Oh, they went there.
That's a huge bitch.
No, they went there with the husband?
They touched on it, but I it seemed like Barbara was holding back a little.
Wow, what's up
She's
with the husband?
Class.
Was the husband...
Well, Al Reynolds was thought to be a fabulous gay man,
oh,
also
right?
known as her beard. And they did end up getting divorced, and there was a lot of
are you serious?
Buzz about that.
Oh, what a life Star Jones has. What a wonderful existence.
We, the audience, were those, that's some damn Pilates teacher.
All right, Barbara Walters on Oprah. Anything else in the news, Gina Gray?
Oh, yes. Well, speaking of The View, former View host Rosie O'Donnell was seen speaking with Kathy Lee Gifford on the Today Show recently and had a lot to say in defense of Reverend Wright's controversial comments about the terrorist attacks on the United States. And we have some angry audio from Rosie.
All right, Rosie O'Donnell, everybody. Here we go.
There is a place in the world, an inspirational, liberational kind of preaching that Reverend Wright does. You know, when you read what he says, I was not as offended as the people in the polls that I read. I listened to him, and frankly, it made sense to me. I totally understood what he was saying.
Which part makes sense to you?
It makes sense to him
that we introduced AIDS into the black community?
But Kathy Lee, you know what it's like for someone to pull one quote out of context for you. He was comparing it to when the government did give syphilis to black Americans for 40 years.
Google it.
All right.
Google it.
There she goes.
Wow.
Rosie O'Donnell, still irritating everybody.
Google it.
Is there a more irritating woman on the planet?
Kathy Lee Gifford?
No, than Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh. No, I was saying Kathy Lee Gifford.
No, I don't think, but she's not.
You don't think she's annoying?
No, I mean, she might be a little annoying, but she's not in everybody's face all the time with her crazy
Dude,
antics.
Yes, she was. I mean, she's back on TV. She had a little reprise there, but, you know, she's always, you know, throwing in the face the kids, the hubby, what's going on in the bedroom, how she spices it up, the kid and
little
the school,
Cody.
Little Cody this, little Cody that, Frank this, Frank that.
You know, Rosie O'Donnell used to be a very funny woman when she was doing stand-up comedy. She was a very funny comic for a long time.
She is a great
comic.
She
won a lot
comic.
Of comic awards, comedy awards. And
she hosted the stand-up Spotlight.
Yeah.
Great
she was,
show.
She was terrific. And then she lost the comedy and got into a militant anti-American.
She got
a little political. And it's a big turnoff. But she's looking good.
Rosie?
She looks nice.
Did she lose some weight?
Nah, she had her hair done. It was... It's really
shaved
nice.
On one side.
That's so
it's great.
Manly.
Well, even Barbara talked about Rosie today on Oprah and said how she always felt that Rosie thought of Barbara like a mother figure.
Huh?
And when Barbara would say no to her in any way, Rosie would start to feel abandoned and act out like a child. So a lot of weird dynamics going on the
yes.
video.
But I love how everybody's tattling and telling and gossiping.
Oh, man. All right. Anything else in the news, Gina Gray?
Yes. One more thing. Well, finally, Michael Boudet wanted to take his wife's surname after marriage, but found that the DMV wouldn't issue him a new license in that name. So he's trying to take his wife's name, and they said absolutely not. Boudet figured it was his right to change it. Plus, he promised his new wife that he would take her name, which was Bijan, because there was no sons in her father's family to carry on the Bijan name. This launched a 3-year legal battle, and today, Boudet, or Bijan, rather...
What's his name again?
Bijan. was granted the right to become Michael Bijan.
Bijan.
The couple were married on August 20th, 2005, and now for the first time legally, the Bijans are united in name and relationship.
Wow, fantastic.
I can't believe he had to sue for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he wants his wife's name.
Not even a hyphenation, just straight up Bijan.
Well, good. Yeah. Let him explain that to the fellas at the party.
Yeah, I took my wife's last name. What's wrong with that?
Yay. And what?
Well, it is, first of all, if you want to take, it doesn't matter whose name you want. If you want to change your name, that's fine with me. But it puts all guys in a position now where we have to deal with one more thing when it comes to a wedding. Whose name are we going to take?
Oh, come on.
Because some women now will say, why don't we take mine? And then you'll have to go, nah, I hate yours. Why don't we take mine?
But you're already going to have that conversation because the chick has a choice. She could take yours, she could keep her maiden, or she can hyphenate it. You still have to have a conversation as to what you're going to do with the last name. Now you're just, you're just adding one more, choice.
Yeah, but if you're going to have kids, you should have one name, and you shouldn't hyphenate it.
What about making up a name like Antonio Villaraigosa?
Yeah, that's weird, too.
Right? Because he had one name and the wife had another name and they put it together and it became Villaraigosa.
Right. But if you're going to have kids, you should have just one name. Because let's say you and I got married. All right?
All right.
It would be, and we hyphenated our last names.
Phillips Conway.
Okay. So it's Tim Phillips Conway and Sam Phillips Conway.
Well, I would be hyphenated. I think you would just keep your last name.
Okay. But let's say you hyphenated your last name.
Okay.
All right? Yeah. Now let's say we have kids. And they say, wait a minute, what is the kid's name going to be? And like, well, let's say it's Randy, right?
Right.
Randy Phillips Conway or Randy Conway or Randy Phillips. It's a little confusing there.
And
let's
say you hyphenate. Last name.
And I bet you anything, we're going to get to the point where we're going to hyphenate kids' last names.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a hyphenated kid's last name, it's Randy Phillips Conway.
Yeah.
Then what happens when that guy gets married and he and his wife wants to hyphenate their name? All of a sudden, it's Randy Phillips Conway Grad Wachowski.
Wow.
That's the last name of the kid. And
poor
it's hyphenated,
that's an effed up kid.
And
poor
it's hyphenated
Randy.
Three times.
Well, see? That's like what they do in Spanish culture, and in Spain, Spanish, there's... they have four last names.
Right.
Right.
So,
it's confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you shouldn't, confuse people nowadays.
I know there's a lot of confusing things out there, but I mean, it's your right to choose your last name.
Yeah, I understand. You should be able to choose your last name, but you should also, listen, you have the right to burn an American flag. As an American, you have that right.
It's not a good thing.
But you should also have to endure the ass kicking that you're going to get when you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the right to do it.
Isn't it illegal to burn
a
flag?
I don't think it's illegal.
I think it is.
I don't think it is.
Yeah. No, I kind of think it is.
I think you can burn away.
I don't think so. I think you can get in big trouble.
Jerry's typing away right now. Looking
I'm
up.
Pretty sure it's legal to do.
I don't know.
Yeah. I would bet that it's legal to do.
I'll bet you $1.
I'll bet you more than that.
I'll bet you 10.
I'll bet you 100.
No, dude, come on. I'm poor. 10.
All right, $10.
Okay, 10.
I think it's legal to burn a flag.
I think it's very illegal.
And what is the punishment?
A fine.
I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's a fine, jail time, or a combination
of
the two.
Here. You can burn that
community
flag.
Service. No, you'll get a fine.
I think you're right, Sam. I know I'm right. I think you can. I think there's jail time involved with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, it's bad to burn a flag. Serious.
All right, Jerry's looking it up right now. Maybe there's a cop out there.
God, maybe I should have bet you 100.
Or a lawyer out there, somebody in law enforcement.
I think
is it
I'm
illegal
right.
to burn an American flag? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to a police officer. You roll up on a scene and some idiot's burning an American flag. Is he going to jail?
I guarantee you.
I don't think so,
I guarantee you it's illegal.
Is that right? When did that happen? How long ago?
Well, when was the whole the Vietnam War? Burning flags and stuff?
Sammy,
yeah, I'm
Sammy.
Telling you. Okay, I could be wrong.
You can burn a flag.
No, I really don't think so.
So if I went out to Wilshire Boulevard right now and burned a flag, they're going to arrest me?
Well, yeah.
I can give you the answer to this right now.
If you desecrate the flag.
Hold on one sec. What's the answer?
Burning is desecrating.
Gomez.
Well, today, defacing a flag is an act of protected speech under the First Amendment.
Thank you.
As established in Texas versus Johnson in 1989.
So you can
and
burn.
Reaffirmed in U.S. versus Eichmann in 1990.
So you can burn it.
Yes, you can burn it.
But what about
illegal.
Before that?
Before that, there was a guy that was sentenced to death for removing an American flag.
Hello!
So it's somewhere between, what is it, capital punishment
now it's legal.
A problem.
Now it is legal.
No, but we're talking about today. We're not talking about, you know, 1,000 years ago before the flag existed.
Beheading.
No. Anyway, so you can burn the American flag, but you may get your ass kicked for it. You can change your last name.
I still think it's illegal.
Sammy, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you all night. We'll take you. How many calls you want to take from cops before you're convinced?
Ooh, I love cops.
All right.
I'll take a couple.
All right, let's talk to some cops here. Cause cops,
we need to go to break!
Cops listen to the show all the time. Javier in Riverside, is it legal or illegal to burn a flag?
It's not legal.
I can't understand you. Mike in Monrovia, you're on the air.
Hi there, two comments. It is legal to burn a flag. Secondly, about that name thing, my daughter has just her deceased grandfather's last name as part of her middle name. That's the way to get around it.
I see. Okay. All right. You're doing well in life. I don't know what that means. I had no idea what to say to that guy. After 11 years, sometimes you just can't say anything to anybody. You just lose. I have nothing else to say. All right, Ron in Linwood, what do you do for a living?
Hey, it's called freedom of speech. We can burn a flag.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I work at UCLA in finance.
All right, so you're a smart dude.
Yeah.
And it's called freedom of speech. You can burn away.
Yes, you can burn away, especially if you get a flag dirty.
Right.
You also have to burn a flag.
I see. So if you drop it on the ground, you got to burn it.
No. I thought there's like a whole thing where when after the 4th of July, if you have a flag, you can't throw it out in the garbage. You have to like give it to a sanitation company.
No,
like,
I think you got to burn it.
No, like a certain company
takes them away.
That's
the way a worn flag is disposed by burning.
By burning it?
Yeah, but that's not like speech or anything. That's just getting rid of it.
Cause we have an American flag we fly in front of our house, and it's getting worn, so I took it off and I bought a new one. And my wife said, what are you going to do with the old one? I said, I don't know. And she goes, I think you got to burn it. I said, really? You can't just throw it in the trash?
That can't be.
Are they going to arrest you for that?
That's weird.
Yeah. All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina Grab?
That's what's happening.
All right. The news with Gina, everybody.
The news with Gina Grab.
See you next Newsday.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you at least 4.5 back.
All right. I want clarification from a police officer. Randy, let's keep going through these calls until we get a couple cops on the line. I want to know, if you roll up on a scene, you see a guy burning a flag, what do you do? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Pull out the marshmallows.
Get out of here, Sam. You're about to lose $10. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
When the sun goes down, Tim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. I don't know what that promo means. When the sun goes down, I know what's up. I don't know what that means.
I think it's meant to be a compliment.
I don't know. All right. Sam Phillips is with us, and she is convinced that burning a flag is illegal.
I think it's a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, I do, too. I don't think it's illegal, though.
I think that you can be severely punished.
For what?
For desecrating the flag.
Get out of here.
No, I'm serious.
All right. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Real quickly, Brett in Orange County, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
All right. You're a police officer?
Yes, I am. All right.
You roll up to a house, and a guy is in his backyard burning an American flag. What do you do?
Burning a flag. The biggest issue, obviously, it's not illegal to burn a flag. However, if it's not contained in a certain area, easily to get arrested for arson.
Arson?
Ah! Yeah. Does that mean I win?
No, that means you lose. Arson means a guy has to like purposely set something on fire, like a car or a
flag,
business or a home.
A flag will definitely include with that.
Get out of here, dude.
No joke. We actually had a situation about 2 weeks ago.
But you don't arrest them for burning the flag. You arrest them for arson.
Exactly.
Right.
But it still stems from the act of burning a flag.
Sammy, you lost.
No.
It's over.
No.
It's legal. Can you say
anything about arson.
Well, let's say you took the flag and put it in the fireplace and burned it there. You arrest them?
Nope.
Yep. There you go. All right. Thanks, dude.
Damn it,
it's Brett. Over, Sammy.
No, come
lost,
on.
Lost
ten whole smackers.
Dollars, man.
Wow, buddy.
Look at you.
All right.
Sam is a former cop. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
All right. How long were you on the police force?
I was a cop in the military for 6 years.
Ah, all right. So you would know.
Yes, I would know. No, it is not illegal to burn the flag. First of all, it's protected under the First Amendment. Second of all, yes, that is how you destroy a flag after it's either A, touched the ground. It doesn't have to be dirty. It just has to have touched the ground, even for a millisecond. Or if it gets tethered, you know.
Wait, even if a flag touches the ground, even for a second, you got to burn it.
Even a nanosecond. If the flag is not allowed to be touched on the ground.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So you got to
ceremony about it to destroy them, burn them properly. You're supposed to bring them to your local fire department.
See, I told you you're supposed to do something with them.
Do it.
Oh, the fire department does it?
Yeah, they have. It's a ceremony. It's an actual ceremony of.
Oh, I got to do that then, because mine did hit the ground. Or mine's all tattered too.
Now, Sam, what happens if you hang the flag upside down?
If you hang the flag upside down, that tells everybody that sees that flag that you're in duress.
And you need help.
Right. You need, it's a signal for duress, distress, whatever. Yes, you need help.
I see. All right, buddy. How long were you in the
service? Sorry, you couldn't get me.
Hey, what years were you in the service?
6 to 92.
86 to 92?
86 to 92, yes, sir.
So you were over in the first Gulf War?
I was there, yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Did you see any action?
No, but I was there.
All right.
You didn't come back with that Gulf War disease, did you?
No, Sam. I still think you're beautiful, Sam.
Look at that.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the service, dude.
Welcome. Later.
You're a big stud, man. Look at that guy.
You know
over
what? I'd love to bang a guy named Sam, because I'd just be screaming out my own name. Sam. Oh, Sam. Sam. Ow, Sam.
Right. And he'd be screaming out his name. The two you idiots.
That's kind of hot.
Guys yelling each other your own name. Oh, Sam.
Oh, Sam.
Have you ever had sex with a guy named Sam?
No, but I think I should.
That's unusual.
Yeah.
You've had 500 dudes, not one Sam I am?
Not one.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, look at you.
Go figure. Hey, I'm open, though.
All right, one more call that we can press on. Bill in the Army, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Yeah, it's like the guy said just before, it's not illegal to burn the flag. You have to do it in protest, and like he was saying, you have to separate the stars from the blue and separate the black and the white stripes. And
before you burn it?
Before you burn it, yes. That's like if he said if it touches the ground,
right?
Then you have to, like you said, there's different ways you can do it. And the way you don't get arrested for arson is you take it to a fire department.
Okay, see, there's contingency things on it. I think I won.
No, you didn't.
Why can't we just call it, you know, even?
Why don't we just
Steven?
Call it you win?
Oh, and then you have all the people that protest by standing on the flag and all that stuff.
Right.
That's legal, too. And, like, if you watch some YouTube stuff, you'll see the people that are standing on the flag, and the cops will come up and say, get off the flag right now. And
what if somebody urinated on the flag? Is that bad?
It's bad. I mean, they should get their butt handed to them, but...
Right.
As legally, they can't get in trouble because they're protesting whatever some, you know, First Amendment right or something like that.
Yeah, I support somebody's right to burn it, but I also support the guy who kicked his ass, too.
Yeah, me too.
And we get a lot of, in the military, you'll get, before you deploy or something like that, you'll get a lot of briefings as far as if you run into these people when you're on leave, don't get all, you know, angry and everything like that, because if you walk up to them and get into a fight with them, then you're going to get in trouble because they're...
It's their
They're
right.
exercising the right that you protect and all that other stuff. So, you know, it's easier just to walk away than it is to get thrown in jail. And,
all right. What years were you in the service?
I'm currently still in the service. I've been in for 11 years.
Have you been to Iraq?
I've been to Iraq twice and Afghanistan once.
Oh, boy.
Wow,
look
Bill.
You, man.
I wish I was back there right now. It's a lot better than Van Nuys, California. Let me tell you.
Wow.
Do you feel safer in Afghanistan than you do in Van Nuys?
Heck, yeah, I've seen 3 dead people since I've been here a year and a half. And at least when you're in Iraq, you have 12 angry guys with guns and, you know, hand grenades. Here I'm just driving around in a car and,
right.
you know, a white guy on Orion Street really isn't the smartest place for, you know, a Caucasian to be sometimes.
Hey, real quickly, I always like to ask the guys who are there and ignore the media, either the right or the left-wing media. But how are we doing there in Iraq?
It's a lot better than it used to be. It depends on where you're at. It's just kind of, I mean, a lot of, I'm a small town Kansas kid, and you can size it up to being in LA. There's certain parts of LA you don't walk around at night, and there's certain parts of LA where you can just, you know, do whatever you want. And Iraq's the same way. There's certain parts of it, you know, you just don't walk into Fallujah one or two guys by yourself.
Right.
I mean, you can. There is some parts of Baghdad where you can, you know, one or two guys walking down the street you would have no issue with. But there's some parts of Baghdad where, you know, you better bring the whole, you know, Spanish Armada with it.
You know, I heard that when you guys come from, I guess, the Baghdad airport to the Green Zone, I guess that's a, you know, 10 or 15 mile run there, that there's like a gun in the back of the convoy and there's a sign that says stay 100 yards away or it's over.
Yeah.
And yep, and when you say 100 yards, you mean 100 yards or it's over.
Yeah, when I'm an infantryman, so I mean that was my bread and butter. I was walking around looking for bad guys all day. And we have a sign both in English and in whatever, you know, two different kinds of Arabic.
Right.
And my gunner, he would have these big gallon water jugs, and we put chem lights, you know what those are, the little snap sticks.
Right.
You put those inside of a water bottle, and at nighttime when a car's coming up on you, if he gets too close, because they... most of the time they think whatever their business is more important than what you're doing.
Right.
You chuck this 1 gallon glowing water bottle at them. If they don't back up, then you shoot a warning shot and all that stuff, because 90% of the time the people that are coming up on your back, you know, they just want to get to the store quick before the sun goes down or something like that.
Right. And what if they don't back off because of the warning shot?
If they don't back off because of the warning shot, then you use discretion. If they come out, if they start speeding towards you, then there's a good chance that that guy's either crazy or he's going to blow up, because once you shoot a big caliber weapon at you, I mean, and your hood blows up in front of you and you still want to keep coming, then you got issues.
Right.
So, you know, and then you're coming in, you know, three Humvees that are, you know, look like porcupines because you have every weapon known to man sticking out of them, you know. So, you know, luckily I've never had to be in that situation. You know, I've shot a lot of warning shots, but I've never had to actually light up a truck or anything like that.
Right. How about the guys that are over there? Are the majority of the guys that are and the women over there, do they want to be there, or are they, is it a pain in the ass they want to come back?
Like I said, I'm from the 82nd Airborne Division. So my friends right now, my old platoon, they're in Afghanistan right now. And
you'd rather be there with them?
I'd rather be there with them. And it's really, it's up to the individual person. I mean,
right.
I know my personal friends. All my friends right now, they're either in going through special forces or they're in Afghanistan, and they want to do it.
But why did you bail out?
I didn't bail out.
Are you still in?
Yeah, I'm still in. And
you just take leave or?
No. What happens is I've been in the Army for, like I said, I'm going to hit 12 years coming up in July, and eventually there's drill sergeants and recruiters, right? And it's kind of it's called DA Select. It means the Department of the Army selects certain people to come out and do this job, because it's not really a glamorous job to do, especially recruiting. So you come out, they select you, and you come out and you do the job for 3 years, and then you get to go back.
And,
so
you've been doing it for a year and a half already?
Yeah, I got a year and a half before I get to go back, so I'm looking forward to it, counting the days.
All right, buddy.
I have a newfound respect for California and the things that y'all go through out here. And I'm enjoying it while I'm out here, and I can't wait to get back to jumping out of airplanes and shooting guns.
Excellent, buddy. Well,
Sam Phillips, thank you very much. My first tour in Afghanistan, penthouse came floating through with you in it. And
wow.
I just want to thank you,
That was a long time ago, buddy.
Oh, no.
It was an old issue.
It was an old issue. Don't get me wrong.
June of 1993. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What did you go to, an Afghan dentist office and find an old issue?
Well, you know, Afghans really don't use dentists all that much, you know.
Oh, I see. All right,
wow.
Buddy. Awesome. Congratulations, and thanks for that service, man.
Hey, you're
a major stud,
dude. Y'all have a great day.
All right. There he goes,
Bill.
Everybody. That's some dude, man.
Dude, I really love to hear that. Like, that penthouse. It never dies. It just stays around.
Are you happy that our guys who are over there serving in Iraq are pleasuring themselves
to
you?
It's the least I can do. It is, I mean, for everything that they do for me and keeping me safe, the least I can do is help with their masturbation.
And that's what you do.
Yeah.
Look at that. We might be winning over there thanks to Sam's crotch.
Thank you. Hello.
All right, everybody. Very classy show here on the station. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. And a guy called up and said, yeah, he's hitting it Over in Afghanistan, they're hitting it to Sam Phillips.
I'm telling you.
Look at you.
The cooter. It's powerful. Sure. It's powerful.
You should take modern shots and send them over. You should go over and do a tour. You and some other penthouse pets.
Why not? You
know
what?
Great idea.
That is a great idea.
All right. It's Tim Conway Jr. live on 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
It's just the way I roll.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Thanks, buddy.
And this semi-disturbing news comes out of San Diego, only because I went to school there. District Attorney Bonnie Dumanis announced Tuesday that after a five-month undercover operation at San Diego State University, it resulted in 96 people being arrested on drug-related charges, including 75 students.
What?
Fantastic. 75 students. Now, I'm not sure why in 2008 they're just getting around to San Diego State's drug problem, but when I went there...
Was there a big one back then?
Everybody was on drugs.
That's like Arizona State, isn't it?
Everybody was either selling it or on it. I didn't know one person in college that wasn't doing drugs.
And now they're cracking down? Now?
And now? Just because, now I guess somebody died. Some chick died or some dude died of a cocaine overdose. 18 San Diego State University students were arrested this morning, and other related arrests have taken place over the last 12 months. Let's see here.
So if 96 people were arrested and 75 were students, were the rest faculty?
I don't know.
Wow. Can you imagine?
People that live near the campus selling those drugs, man. Let's see here. It says San Diego State will continue to do what is necessary, though both enforcement and education, to encourage our students to make the responsible choices to ensure the healthy and safety of our campus. Give me a break.
What kind of drugs they had going?
This comes from the San Diego State University, Stephen Weber. Steve, babo. It is a huge problem at San Diego State. San Diego State is known for the drugs.
Like what kinds of drugs?
Pot, coke, meth, everything.
Ecstasy.
Yeah.
Wow. Speed?
There was a place called, there was a dorm there called El Conk. And I think it was short for something. El Conquistador? Mm, I don't know.
Really?
But it was a pretty modern dorm when I went there. And there were, I think there's like 12 or 13 floors.
Wow.
And it looked like a prison. But everybody in that dorm either smoked weed or did coke or crack or whatever.
Wow. That sounds like a great place to go to school.
Oh, yeah. They used to have parties in El Conk. And, you know, somebody who went there can probably, you can call and either confirm this or call me an a-hole. But if you went to San Diego State, 520-9710, that's our main number here, and 888-520-9710. Whether you went recently or back when I did, 1982, it was a great school. And the fraternity parties there were unbelievable. Everybody was smoking weed.
So they conked out at El Conk?
Everybody. and it was just, it was a reputation that I don't think the school did anything about. I think they encouraged it because if you weren't really into studying, and you wanted to, you know, go somewhere where you can kind of look at a book and smoke a weed, joint at the same time, you go to San Diego State. They had some of the hottest chicks on the planet.
Really?
Yeah, went to San Diego State.
But aren't all colleges like that? Everybody just getting effed up and doing drugs?
You know,
I only went to high school, dude, so I've never gone to college.
Right.
But, you know, the stories that I hear, everybody's all effed up. Everyone's, like, stoned through school.
No, I don't know about any other college. That's not true. I went to Bowling Green State University in Ohio, and it was pretty straight-laced. There wasn't,
really?
I don't know anybody that was smoking weed.
Wow.
But San Diego State, man, it is. It was the center of drug addicts and hot chicks that were into, you know, cocaine and weed and all kinds of stuff. It was just, it was a sensational.
Wow, they sound
year.
Easy.
It was a pretty, well, I mean, listen, everything was a tough putt
for
me.
Free love. How long ago was this when you went to
1982.
School?
1982.
The 80s.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is not to make the generation that I graduated high school with sound old, but it is shocking. In 1981, when I graduated Birmingham High School, and I've talked about this on the air before, 1981, June of 81, so we're coming up on 27 years?
Wow.
Is that right?
I don't know. I'm bad with math.
Yeah,
I didn't
27 years next month.
I believe you.
In June. When I'm graduating from Birmingham High School on the corner of Victory and Balboa, right there in the valley.
Gotcha.
As I'm graduating, Paris Hilton was being born.
On the same corner?
Sam, remind me never, if I ever do stand-up comedy, never to have you in the audience.
In the same corner, Tim? Was it on the same campus, Tim? What, did it happen in the quad? Was it near the cafeteria, Tim? Was she born on campus?
Oh, Babu. No, she wasn't born on campus. She was being born wherever she was being born.
Now you're talking about standing on some street corner. You're like, and Paris Hilton was born.
No,
I'm confused.
I'm saying as I graduated high school,
I gotcha.
Paris Hilton was being born in some hospital.
I get it. Now let's go back to your high school days. Did you ever do lewds back then? Do you remember those?
I wasn't a big drug guy in high school.
Oh, come on. You never did a lewd ever in your life?
I don't think I did. I think I'd pretend to take one once because everyone else was taking them. Oh, I wasn't a big drug guy.
Man, too bad they're not around anymore.
Scotty in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. Did you go to San Diego State?
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Hey. What year did you go? What years?
I went to San Diego State, Summer Bridge, 1994. I only lasted one semester through all the excess partying.
Yeah, I lasted two semesters. Well, I had a semester and a half, and I got thrown out. But the percentage of people that were doing drugs back when I was there is almost 100%. Same deal with you?
Oh, yeah, same thing. I figured 1994. I remember that dorm, El Conquistador, and that was the place to go party. Basically, you could pick up anything you wanted to.
Yeah, and when they had their parties at El Conc, all the dorm rooms would be open, and there was a different drug that you can go in and do in each different room.
Wow.
And I'm sure that everyone in the student body knew about it. I'm sure the security knew about it. And I'm sure that the people who were running the campus knew about it. They would have to.
So they turned a blind eye to it all.
Yes. Because they're getting paid by...
I was wondering if they're getting kickbacks or something.
No, I don't think they're getting kickbacks. But listen, if you threw everybody at San Diego State out of that school, if they were smoking weed or doing drugs, you would have to turn that campus into a prison.
Oh, yeah, that's what you go to that school for. You go to get away from your folks and you go to party.
Yeah, you enjoy yourself.
Now,
yeah.
Do you actually get an education there?
Did I? No.
Clearly. I went to class for about the first week.
This is pretty embarrassing. I was taking a class, it was American history, and I was sitting there really burnt one afternoon. The windows open. It was a beautiful day in San Diego. And the class was from 3 to 4 o'clock. No, from 2 to 3. And I'm tired, so I put my head down while the teacher's giving a lecture. At 3:45, 45 minutes after the class was over, he wakes me up.
What?
Yeah. Wakes me up, and he goes, hey, Tim, class is over. And I look at the clock. It's 45 minutes.
Now, did that F you up for your next class, or was that the end of your day?
That was the end of my day, but still, it's so embarrassing.
That
the guy wakes me up.
But that's kind of nice. He let you kind of have a snooze there. He probably sensed that you were tired. You're studying so hard.
Yeah, when I was enjoying myself.
Yeah, you're partying.
All right, Bubba, thank you for calling, Scotty.
All right, thank you.
All right, there he goes, everybody.
Wow.
John in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. You went to SDSU?
Yeah, Tim, how you doing?
All right, what year?
I was there from 83 to 86.
Oh, I may have been there then. Well, no, I was 82 I was there.
Yeah, I guess I thought you were the same time. Anyway, I was in a fraternity house there.
Which one?
The Pikes.
Oh, yeah, the Pikes had the best parties.
We did.
I remember that being at a party at the Pikes where they had a hypnotist come in.
Oh, yeah, we've done. So you must have been there for the Rush party.
Yeah, the big pool party.
Yeah, right.
Right. That was pretty cool.
We also had a green fog party where we had this big, giant tub full of...
I remember that, too.
What do you call it? Everclear?
Yeah, but that was a great row there. That fraternity row was sensational.
What was the hazing like back then? Was it terrible?
I didn't go through that, but I wasn't into it because I wasn't into rushing a fraternity. But those parties were open to everybody.
Yeah, it was serious hazing. And I'll tell you, man, the drug scene, it was just like in the movies. It started off really fun.
And then, like, 2-3 years into it, it was a nightmare. I mean, it was, I mean, people were, like, hoarding it, and there were fights, and you know, it was like, just like that movie, Boogie Nights, you
right.
know, it all starts off fun, and then it was like, Jesus.
Yeah, but you know what, back in 82 when I was there, you would say to somebody, you know, just casually, you'd say to another student, hey, dude, do you have any weed on you? And he would either say yes, or he goes, no, but my friend sells it at the dorm.
Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on.
Okay, yeah, you know, I had a fraternity brother, the white stuff, which I never did, by the way. You know the white stuff? The
cocaine?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I haven't tried it either.
Well, right, but I heard,
that's
but
true.
I was there, but I was there, and he actually had a coffee can full of it. And we just,
Jesus Christ.
I would just go back and scoop a spoon out onto a mirror, and
that's a lot of cocaine, buddy.
That was a lot of cocaine.
Yeah. No, honestly, God, I've never even tried cocaine in my life.
What drug have you taken?
I've smoked weed.
Okay.
And I took one hit of ecstasy once.
How'd that do you?
I didn't like it.
Did you get all horny?
No, I the chick that I was with talked for like 2 days. I almost killed myself. All right, Johnny, thank you for calling.
Guys.
All
take
right,
care.
There he goes, everybody. All right, folks, we got to take a small break. When we come back, we have a guest is going to be on with us around 10:15 or so, and she's very well spoken, head of the Southern California Broadcasters, and she's got something to say about the LA Times. The LA Times came out with some bad information about radio, and that's all I'll tell you. That's Ooh. All I'll tell you. But they lied about the industry that you and I are in.
Wow, you're quite the tease tonight,
yeah,
Tim Conway.
Yeah, the LA Times, man.
Wow.
They got it wrong. And Mary Beth Garber is going to set him straight.
Ooh, Mary Beth Garber is coming in?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know her?
No, but I've been wanting to meet her.
I see her name
on LARadio.com.
She's going to call us.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
All right, because we didn't want you to irritate her.
That is really rude.
Fantastic.
I would never irritate
Get
Mary Beth.
Get out of here, Sammy. I know. I was just kidding. Please. Sammy, the best person on the planet, take to the comedy clubs.
Hey, is that a joke? That's a joke, right?
Where are those pots and pans? I'll kill that joke. Come on.
All right. Sammy Phillips, whether it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.